Second.
It'll pick you up.
Okay.
That's what it is.
Oh, yeah, well, you have one anyway.
You don't have to.
You good?
It's pretty good, right?
Okay. You picking me up, Heather? Move this a little bit.
Good evening. The regular meeting for the Joint Land Use Board for Tuesday, or for Thursday, June 24th, 2021, is called to order. I wish to announce that the open public meeting law known as the Sunshine Law of 1975 has been complied with. The notice of the meeting was advertised at our reorganization meeting, at which time our official newspapers were notified. Copies are placed on the bulletin boards. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the United States of America, to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, roll call.
Mayor Roach?
Here.
Councilwoman Hess? Mr. Wells?
Here.
Mr. Vandergrift?
Here.
Ms. Jackson?
Here.
Mr. Dawson?
Here.
Mr. Foley? Ms. DiDomenico? Ms. Protish is myself, I'm here. Mr. Lankowski?
Okay, can I have approval of the minutes from April 23rd, 2021?
So moved.
Somebody here, where you have a meeting? Can you approve them, please?
So moved.
Second. Second. And a roll call, please.
Mayor Roach?
Stand.
Mr. Wells?
Yes.
Mr. Vandergrift?
Stand.
Ms. Jackson?
Yes.
Mr. Dawson?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Hi. New business. Application JLUB 21-3. Can you hold one second, please? I'm going to turn the microphones down.
Which mic's causing the problem?
Excuse me. Want to turn that one a little bit, and if you're trying to do new things to make it easier for people to hear you, and if anything, you're...
I can see it's picking me up when I talk pretty easy, but it's there. I can see it's picking me up pretty easy.
Sorry about that. Application JLUB 21-3. Edward Taylor, 2512 Egg Harbor Road, Block 268, Lot 1, Units E and G. Change of use. Vacant to recording studio and community programs. Can you please come up? And anybody else who's going to be swearing in with you, please.
Okay, good evening. If you could stand and raise your right hand, I'm going to swear you in. Before I do that, if you could first give me your names for the record.
Edgar Taylor.
And your address is on the application, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, great. And you, ma'am?
Clarissa Alexander.
And your address?
813 Aspen Martin Drive.
Okay, and you, sir?
Jeff Anson, board engineer with the firm of Environmental Resolutions Incorporated, 815 Eastgate Drive, Suite 103, Mount Laurel, 08054.
Okay. Do you all swear or affirm that the testimony you will give this evening will be the whole truth?
Yes, I do.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Chairman, would you like me to summarize the application briefly?
Yes.
I'm going to recuse myself from this because relationship.
Okay.
Okay, and this, who's the...
He's got to recuse himself, I don't know who he is.
Okay, so we don't have...
He's not going to be on it, he's not going to hear his application.
Is he my neighbor?
Because he's your neighbor, probably. That'll probably be the reason.
Okay, so at this point, we don't have our chair or our co-chair here, so the board is going to have to decide who would actually preside over this particular hearing. Anybody have a name? Okay, we have Joe Vanderbrook. Okay, Pat? Okay.
Mr. Poole, would you like me to summarize the application? Would you like me to summarize the application?
Yeah, I just remember it all, so you go through your summary.
I'll read very briefly. We got an application for a minor site plan waiver and a change of use, this is TAO Entertainment. They're proposing the use of a portion of the existing vacant space that was recently abandoned by the Sterling Lady Knights cheerleaders who we approved about 3 or 4 years ago at this board, I imagine, at this point. It's for community programs and a recording studio, according to the application. There's two buildings in this industrial complex, there are 6 units, 38,000 square feet of building space roughly. This application's going to comprise two of those units. This will be in Unit E of the building, EFX Tuning is right next door, and they're in Unit F, the other building houses the rest of the other 4 units. EFX Tuning got approval here on October 26, 2017. This is on the south side of Egg Harbor Road in the I-1 district. The total of the site is 2.95 acres, it's bound by the natural gas fueling facility for South Jersey Industries. On the west side, the rail line on the south side, International Welding's on the east side, and the diploma complex is across Egg Harbor on the north side. Like I said, they're looking for that change of use and a minor site plan waiver. We did a quick completeness review of everything that was submitted, and as long as they give us the testimony that we requested, the supplemental information, I don't have any objection to the application being deemed complete unless here in this application. With that, I'll turn it over to the applicant, if that's okay.
How you doing?
Do you want to speak with this man, sir?
No, I mean, if you have any questions...
Well, why don't we do this, why don't we follow the general comments of the engineer's letter?
Okay, no problem.
Have that in front of you?
I don't.
I can read it to you.
Okay.
Can you tell us, what are your hours of operation going to be?
We're 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, weekends, 9 to 6.
9 to 6, Saturday and Sunday?
Yes.
Okay. What's going to be going on there, it's a recording studio, and what are the recording studio, correct?
Yes, basically, and also, there is some night hours as well, we're going to be utilizing from 7 to 10, 2 days a week.
Sir, excuse me, can I stop you for a minute? If you could direct your comments to the board so we can hear you better, okay?
Okay. Go ahead.
7, 10, you're getting two nights, is it going to be rotating or a specific rate?
It's going to be rotating based on different schedules, yes.
What kind of classes are we talking about?
Teaching music production and engineering.
Well, there's the community programs you're talking about, so it's not like you're not having a fitness class there or something like that?
Absolutely not, yep.
So the recording activities, the actual clients that come in Monday to Friday, and then Saturday to Sunday on those hours, and then after hours is when the children or whoever, what ages of children or adults will be?
It ranges from
all ages?
All ages.
Classes?
All ages, yep.
Okay. And then, how many employees are you gonna have there?
Right now I have 15 engineers.
Excuse me, how many employees?
I'm sorry?
How many employees?
I have 15.
And they're all there all the time, basically?
Yeah, on a scheduled basis, yep.
Okay. But that would be the maximum number that would be there at any one time?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
How many clients would be there typically at a time?
Typically, we have 4 recording studios, so it could range anywhere from 3 clients per room.
Okay.
So it could be roughly between 12 to 15.
It could be 12 to 15 clients.
Mm-hmm.
How about anybody else would be there at that time? When you teach classes, how many students do you anticipate? How many teachers, how many students?
It's usually 3 teachers if it's a group setting.
Okay.
Depending on what they sign up for, it could be a one-on-one session with just an engineer and a vocal coach or something like that.
So you're only going to have 3 teachers, 3 students.
So
the peak demand on the parking would be when the actual recording studio is
operating. Absolutely.
Okay. How about the parking there? Is it adequate for when you have 15 people there?
It is.
There is a lot of room over there, especially, you know, with the I know EFX parks some of their cars out there along the edge of the property near industrial welding. Okay. Yeah. I went back through that approval. There was nothing in that approval that limited it, unfortunately. Okay.
I can't hear.
So you think that the parking is adequate for the use?
For the most part, it is. I don't have any complaints with the other tenants or anything like that.
You don't have to park down the road. We have to park down the road. They can all park on site and the circulation works.
Yep.
There's no issue there.
No issues at all.
Okay. I just recommended number 3 that the same conditions that were imposed upon EFX or imposed upon this applicant if there's an approval this evening. How about security? Are you going to have security cameras, anything like that?
Yes, security cameras is already installed throughout the building.
Have you had the police have a chance to look at their system? Because any business that comes into town, we ask that they submit their proposed surveillance measures to the police department so that they can comment on it.
Absolutely.
If something happens, we don't have as many cameras.
Absolutely. I've had police come by, also fire departments come by as well.
So they look at the cameras and everything?
Everything was looked over, yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. This is more a comment from the owner. Do you know anything about that concrete block that's out there everywhere? Whether they're going to move that or...
There's about 4 pallets of paver
yeah, company. There's about 4 or 5... pallets of pavers that are just sort of in the middle of the parking lot. I don't know what the plans are for them to do that. I know that's not really your...
Yeah, I talked to the guys. They're good guys. I have no problem with them having it there. They're supposed to move it. They've been slammed with a lot of work during the pandemic. So
it's not like a permanent thing where it's going to be there. They should be moved. They're going to move
them. No, I don't think it's permanent.
Okay.
I don't think it's permanent.
Because if you start having parking issues, then that could be a potential area where you could park cars and move that block somewhere out of the way.
Right.
I just wanted to know if you knew if they were going to move it or what was going on.
Yeah, they are going to move it at some point.
Okay. That's really, I mean, I'll open it to the board for questions or comments at this point, obviously. That's pretty much the crux of the letter, if there's really questions from
the community area itself is for students that you teach music to.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
The community area itself is for the students that you teach music to.
Yes.
It's not a community center where you're going to have things going on there with, you know, kids and stuff coming in there?
No, not unless we do a summer program, which we were waiting before I was able to get approved. We were looking to do a summer program right after school let out.
Is it for music?
It's for music, yes.
For music, okay.
But we put it on hold because I wasn't approved yet.
Okay. I have questions in regards to, there's no retail sales being done in this building at all either, right?
Absolutely not.
Okay, because we had somebody call up and say that you wanted to sell some things out there,
and there is no retail in this?
No.
That's industrial. Okay, that's all, that was my question.
Okay.
Do you have a layout of the recording studios? Because what we have is just an open space here, and a workout area.
Yeah, is that the layout, is that the same layout we have here?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the layout here. Which rooms are the actual studios then?
They're just big open rooms?
This
is what we have.
Okay.
But that's not showing how the studio is set up.
Oh, okay, so I can explain which rooms are being utilized for the studio, but if you actually need a physical photo of the studio, I mean, we do have a website that you can go on and check out. All of the rooms are broken down on the website.
We don't have access to the website for this meeting tonight.
So if you show, why don't you show the floor?
Why don't you walk this room?
Can you show the street down there for the, where there's, where this actual studio is?
Yeah, if you have pictures, we'll look from, yeah.
Can you hold it on the show?
Okay.
You wanna mark it up with a pen, or?
That's part of your application. You have submitted that, so if you could just walk us through that plan and...
Sure.
You wanna mark it up?
Yeah, you can just...
This is the entrance right into, Unit G. And so when you first walk in, there's a walkway here, and then a walkway here that leads to the bathroom. Inside this space right here is a recording studio. Then you have your bathroom, you have closet space area, and then this area right here, right in the same vicinity, right off the bathroom is another studio, and then this back space here is another studio.
So that's the first three?
Yes, and okay. Unit G. This space right here is this common space area. And then when you walk inside Unit E, you have the foyer, which is just space that's available, and then Unit D, so that's the fourth recording studio.
Okay. So what you said is one studio here, one here, one here, or one here, one here, and then one there.
Yeah.
And this is just like a reception area, like an office space.
Yeah.
Office use, basically.
Yeah.
So the community programs would actually occur in the studio, so...
Inside the studio,
okay.
Yeah.
There's not a separate space for that or anything?
Not yet.
Okay.
Yeah, the reason I ask the questions is because where it says here workout area, I was like, what kind, you know, I didn't want to know if there were the kids in there working out and stuff.
Yeah, no.
And stuff.
Okay. Just gives the artists a chance to go, get some exercise.
Oh, no.
Basically.
No, not at all.
Now, this back area here, is there an exit there, or for...
There's three exits. The big room studio, there's an exit all the way to the end, and also where Unit E is, there's another exit right in Unit E.
Well, I had one more thing. The sign is going to, you're going to use the existing template for the sign. I saw the signage out there.
The one that's on the building?
Yeah, that's what you're going to, you're not using any other signage besides that?
No, just that one.
Okay, that complies. It's the same as the fire use. So we don't need any variances on that.
Okay. Thank you.
Are you presently occupying this space?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, alrighty. Just so you know, you're not really supposed to until you have really gone through this process, okay? So what will, you're going to have to go back and actually get a CO for your operation, okay?
You'll have to get a CO from the construction office.
Okay.
Certificate of construction, or occupancy, I'm sorry.
Okay.
It's like every business has to get a CO and
okay.
Mercantile. I'm sure you probably already have a mercantile.
Yeah.
So Nancy and Heather will help you out with all that.
Okay.
Jeff, I have a question. I have the old resolution, and I just want to check. One of the conditions was about the parking lot being repaired and striped. Has that been done?
The parking lot was, there was work done to it. It's in better shape than it was when I was out there before. Remember, there was all that, there were exposed subgrade, and it was in really bad shape. They did do some work to it to sort of address that. It looked a lot better. That's why I didn't bring that up in my letter.
And then we also had an issue about the trash enclosure.
No issue. That's
no issue. The fire marshal. Okay. Very good.
Yeah, I just had one question. You said you're going to be teaching there as well, correct?
Yeah.
All right. Are you going to have classes for kids under the age of 18?
Yes.
Are their parents or guardians going to be there, or is it just going to be classes like to go to school?
No, parents and guardians are going to be there.
All right, thanks.
Okay, so let me just, this is a, an application here for change of use and a waiver of the site plan. The change of use would be a recording studio and also a space for some community programs. So with regard to that, based on the testimony tonight, we have a couple of conditions, one of which was that your security and surveillance systems have to be, submit them to the Lindenwald Police Department for their review and approval, and any recommendations, you would comply with that. Then the only other condition would be that you, before you operate, you should go in and get a CO before you operate.
Okay.
And I think that's all the conditions we have.
Do they have to, with the permits, it sounds like they've done work inside the building. Do they need permits for that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. If you've done some work, you should check in with the construction official, see what you need to do.
Derek will make them clean all that up before he gets in the CO.
Okay.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Derek allowed me to operate during this project. Right. That's why we were...
If he needs building permits for anything, Derek's going to make him take care of that before he gets in the CO.
All the paperwork. You just got your own paperwork together, so it's...
He could just say satisfy any requirements of the building department, such as CO, building permits, whatever, in the resolution.
I'm not doing any construction. As soon as possible.
Yeah.
I make a motion.
Yeah, I'll second it.
Mayor Roach?
Yes.
Mr. Vandergrift?
Yes.
Ms. Jackson?
Yes.
Mr. Dawson?
Yes.
Mr. Foley.
Congratulations. Welcome to the area.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it, guys.
Thank you.
Well done.
You done? All right. Get your permits for Derek and put it up there and you'll be good to go.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. If you don't stop in, they will stop to you.
Oh, yeah. I'll see you.
All right.
Yeah, either way.
Okay, next we have application JLUB-21-4, Woodland Village, at 409 East Gisborough Road, block 243, lots 7.05 and 7.07, empty building to leasing office and laundry center. And variance for sign setback. Gentlemen.
Mr. Chairman, good evening. For the record, David Thatcher from the law firm of Thatcher Passarella, on behalf of the applicant WLV Holdings. I have Sam Hirth, H-I-R-T-H, a representative from WLV Holdings. I also have Aaron Ederick. Ederick, he's also from WLV Holdings. Jeff Mayberry, architect. And Mike Avila, engineer. Do you want to swear them in now?
Okay, yes, if you could all step forward. Can everyone step forward? And you just have been introduced by your counsel here. So if you could raise your right hands. Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you will give this evening will be the whole truth? Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, this is an application with regard to property located at 409 Gibbsboro Road. It's identified on the tax map as Lot 2403. It's actually two lots, Lot 705 and Lot 707. It's located in the B1 Neighborhood Business Zoning District. This is an application for minor site plan approval to convert the existing building on the property, which was previously a medical facility, to a leasing office and laundry room. It's going to be two separate uses for the adjacent Woodland apartment. It should be noted that WLV Holdings, the applicant and owner of this property, is also the owner of the adjacent Woodland Village apartments. Offices and laundromats are a permitted use in this zoning district, so there is no use variance that's needed with respect to this application. There are several variances requested. However, there's two pre-existing non-conforming conditions. One is a front yard sideback, where 30 feet is required, but there's only 14.8 feet from Presidential Avenue. And then there's a side yard setback request as well. That's where 10 foot is required, and there's only 6.5 feet. There's also variances requested with regard to the proposed sign. That sign will be is proposed to be 1.63 feet from Presidential Avenue and Gibbsboro Avenue, and the applicant will testify why that's requested. And there's also a variance with regard to the fact that this is a second sign. I will just elicit some testimony from Mr. Herc here. Mr. Herc, you're a member of WLV Holdings, correct?
Correct.
All right, and WLV Holdings owns both this property as well as the adjacent apartment complex.
Woodland Village apartments, sir.
Okay. And you're proposing to convert this building into both a leasing office for the apartments, correct?
Correct.
And a laundromat for use by the tenants, is that
correct?
Right? How many employees do you anticipate that will occupy the building?
Leasing office will have 3 employees, just as there are, you know, leasing offices on the property today.
Okay, so it'll be a max 3 employees?
Correct.
That includes yourself?
Correct.
All right, how about the laundromat? Any employees for that?
No, we do not plan on having employees in the laundromat.
That's fully automated, correct?
Fully automated.
All right, what about hours of operation for the leasing office?
9 to 5.
What days of the week?
Monday through Friday.
Okay, how about for the laundromat itself?
The laundromat will be open every day from 7 a.m. to 12 a.m. That's what we anticipate. It'll be a fully automated system, cards, cameras. You won't be able to get, your only tenants will have access with a electronic key card, and there will be cameras on site, and it's a fully automated system.
Okay. So stick your key card in, that's how you get access to the laundromat. And that would only be limited to tenants that are Woodland Village apartments.
Correct.
Not open to the public, correct?
Not open to the public.
Selling any merchandise on the property?
No.
No products for washing or anything of that nature?
No.
Okay. What about trash and disposal trash?
Trash, there's minimal trash, if any. What we have now, whatever trash is currently on the property, like from our leasing office, we put into our trash cans. And if the laundry center creates more trash, we'll put into our 40-yard dumpsters that we always have around the property.
Okay, and as far as like a cleanup or cleaning of the laundromat facility itself?
There'll be a cleaning crew that will be in charge of cleaning and maintaining the facility. And they'll do all trash removal.
Okay, so that's something that's what sort of schedule do you anticipate that to be on?
Cleaning company will have to be there probably every day.
Okay.
So it'll be cleaned every day, so it'll be cleaned every day? Okay.
Okay. How about security or surveillance? Any proposed security with this application?
Yes, sure. We have 64 cameras up and running right now in a closed circuit system. And we are going to expand it to this leasing facility, laundry facility, as we get approved.
Are you
going to
go here?
We have to.
We'll submit that to the police for review, just like you heard in the last
absolutely.
Application.
Okay.
Perfect. They have access already.
Okay. They're happy with it. They're satisfied.
I hope so.
Okay. I'm sure they probably would have told you already if they weren't.
So there's already an existing security system with regard to Woodland Village?
Correct.
You're just going to incorporate this office building into as part of that?
Correct.
Okay. And you already have existing laundromat facilities in the building apartments itself, right?
Correct. There's five buildings with machines in the basements.
Okay, so this is just going to be...
We're just basically, instead of having five different locations on the property, we're just putting it all for one, one more proper laundry facility, so the tenants will be able to wash their clothes in an easier fashion.
All right, and how many units in the laundromat facility do you anticipate?
We anticipate putting in 27 washing stacks, washer dryer stacks, and that's the max we can fit.
Okay, and that's detailed on the floor plan that you submitted to the for the application, correct?
Correct.
Okay. While we're on the number of washers, I'll try to cross off one of the items on my my letter here. There's only 10 parking stalls there, and you're expecting a lot of walk-ups, I'm sure, with your outside.
All right, so you already have existing laundromats in the buildings, correct? And tenants have access to that?
Correct.
And so that's your, sort of their primary place to go to do their laundry, correct?
Correct.
This is kind of like overflow type thing?
No, we are eliminating the old washing.
Okay.
We're just putting everything into one spot.
Now, this is adjacent to the apartment complex, correct?
Correct.
So are you anticipating that most tenants are going to drive over, or are they going to walk over?
We anticipate most tenants will walk over to the laundry facility to wash their clothes, as we see people doing that now.
And that's because it's in close proximity, correct?
Yeah, proximity.
So the tent space is going to be adequate?
Yes.
More than adequate?
Okay. More than adequate.
Yeah. In fact, there's a laundromat across Gibbsboro Road, correct?
Correct.
And you're able to observe people walking back and forth with their laundry,
sure.
Correct? So this would be
a lot safer.
A lot safer, a great advantage to the tenants and to the public, because now they won't necessarily have to cross the road, correct?
Correct.
You're also proposing a new sign on this property, correct?
Correct.
And that sign is going to mimic the sign that's currently existing on...
We don't have any problem hearing you.
All right, so that's the sign that you're proposing is going to mimic the sign that's located on the opposite side of Presidential Avenue, correct?
Correct.
All right, so let me show you how you want to mark this, Ms. Castillo. On Woodland 1? How do you want me to mark this?
Okay, so let me see. So it's part of the application, make it A1. A1 through, there's three?
There's just one.
Okay.
A1 through six?
Mark it A1, yes.
All right, so Sam, let me show you the mark of identification as A1. Can you identify that, please?
Yes.
What is that?
That's the corner of Presidential Avenue and East Gibbsboro Road.
All right, so that's the existing sign you have, correct?
Correct.
Come on up, press these out. Now, you're proposing to construct the identical sign on this property, correct?
Correct.
It would mimic that sign, is that correct?
Correct.
Your architect is holding up a drawing that was submitted as part of the application, so the sign structure will be the same as well?
Correct.
All right, and you'll provide landscaping and plantings beneath that as well?
Correct.
Okay. I think that's all I have for this, for the applicant. Like, you want to address the sign issue? The need for the variance?
Yes. Do you want to be qualified?
Of course.
Okay. Should we qualify Mike, Kate?
Pardon me?
Should we qualify Mike with his, get his qualifications?
Okay, yes. If you could.
Good evening. My name is Mike Avalo with Avalo Engineering. I am a professional planner and a professional engineer in the state of New Jersey in good standing. I've been practicing land planning, land development for nearly 20 years, and I've appeared before this board in the past to present testimony for both planning and zoning issues.
All right, Mike, one variance that's requested is with regard to the fact that the location of this sign being only 1.63 feet from both Presidential and Gibbsboro Road. Can you provide testimony with regard to the need for that?
Yes, Mr. Hansen did a thorough review and has brought to our attention the need for a variance associated with the sign. His comments were found on page 305 of his review letter that was prepared for this application. In short, what we're saying is that we believe that this is a classic C2 variance, where we believe that there's a potential benefit for this development given the sign. And one of the things that was done prior to my presenting testimony is to provide a picture of you. So this property is at the intersection of Presidential Avenue and East Gibbsboro Road. On the one side, you have the apartment complex, and on this side now, you're going to have the leasing office, and you're going to have the laundromat facility. So you look at this as a more or less of a small campus now. And what you have is a sign on the one side where the apartments are located. Now we want to mimic and basically do a mirror image of that on the other side where the leasing office and the laundromat facility is going to be. So they're going to serve as bookends. It's going to be a nice entry, and it's going to provide that aesthetic view. As a matter of fact, municipal land use law with regards to the advancement has about 16 reasons, or 16 special reasons for the advancement of the municipal land use law. One of them is to provide visual enhancement for good civic design and arrangement. It is good civic design to be able to provide a complementary sign on the other side that mimics what's on the other. It's also good in form of arrangement so that they're offset equally from each other, so that they're basically symmetrical. And that is what they're trying to achieve here, providing a nice entry for the residents, and basically you have two bookends on either side of the intersection. And that is the reason why we believe that this variance should be granted, not only with respect to the number of signs, not only with respect to the area of the sign, and not only with respect to the offset of the sign, because this is going to provide something that's symmetrical. Offsetting the sign 20 feet from both Presidential and Gibbsboro Road is going to offset. It's just going to look skewed. It's going to look odd when you look at it visually. So we believe that mimicking this is going to actually give a better view. As you can see, that the sign that currently exists now is beautifully decorated. You've seen by the way of Exhibit A1 how it's going to look. We're going to try to mimic that on the other side. So when you look at it, that's the positive side of why we believe that the board should consider granting us the variance, because of the civic arrangement, the good design, the visual aesthetics that is allowed. That's one of the special reasons the municipal land use law. Notwithstanding the positive, you have to also address the negative. And one of the things that we have to address is to make sure that even though this might be a good reason to grant it, is there any kind of detrimental effect that this would have to the community, to the residents? One of the things you look at for signs, especially ground-mounted signs, is visibility, is sight triangles and sight limits. And we don't believe that there's any issues with this that would provide some kind of hazards for people that are actually exiting onto Gibbsboro Road from Presidential Avenue. So we believe that if I look at it, I would say, what would be detrimental? Safety. And I don't believe that that is impacted with regards to size and height. Those and noise and vibration and fumes, that's not really associated with this sign. So we believe that the most detrimental thing that can happen here would be safety, because it would obstruct someone's view. We don't believe that occurs. And therefore, we believe that it's not substantially detriment to the public good. We don't believe it's substantially detriment to the zone plan or the zone ordinance, and can be granted by this board without doing any detriment to both.
So you're saying it's outside the sight triangle, Mike?
Yes.
Okay.
We'll provide sight triangle information on the conformance fence.
Okay, thanks.
And Mike, your testimony will address the variance requests that are outlined in Mr. Hansen's report. He has items number 1 and 2 on page 205, correct?
Correct. Correct. Yes, we're looking for a variance from number of signs, area of sign, and setback from the sign.
Very good. Mike, there's also a request for a waiver from ordinance section 36591, which deals with the requirement for a buffer between a non-residential use and this area. What is the justification for that waiver request?
There's existing vegetation around already that provides. Part of the buffering is you provide it through vegetation, you provide it through some kind of fence that's opaque, so you can't see what's on the other side. And we believe that the existing conditions already provide a natural buffer, and therefore we believe, given this condition, that we would ask the board to consider granting a waiver.
If you read my letter, one of the comments is that the vegetation is actually a little overgrown and it needs to be trimmed. So I would argue that the buffer is sufficient as far as its curve. It just needs to be maintained a little bit. But I think I would say that the buffer is sufficient. But that's a determination the board would have to make, obviously.
And it would be great to clean that up.
Okay.
I think that's it for testimony, right?
With regards to the variance, yes.
Yes. Other than that, I think we're prepared to respond to the engineer's report.
I'll go through the other. A lot of this they cover under the applicant's testimony. So pages, I think Dave and the applicant did a pretty good job of summarizing the application and the variance relief that's being sought for the signs. So if we go to page 3 of the letter, 1 and 2, they covered the operation and the question I had about the parking stalls, the residents walking there. How about curb along the edge of that new driveway? No objection to that?
Well, would you like to take a look at it, Jeff? We're trying to mimic some kind of a flow so that there's no impediment of water. Currently, it flows off to Presidential Island. We'd like to keep it that way.
You and I can work that out.
We can work that out. Yeah, okay. That's not a problem.
Okay, that's with number 3?
Number 3.
Number 3 on page 3 or 5, yes.
So you want to... We're going to revisit that. You can take a look at that?
That's correct. Okay. I want to be able to discuss that with Jeff.
Sidewalk on number 4, any issue with that?
Sidewalk, this would be along Presidential Avenue. I know that there's no sidewalk on the other side of it, and we're trying to kind of not have sidewalk on that side. We like to be able to provide the one sidewalk already for people to come in and access into the facility. So we're asking if the board would consider that would be sufficient for the residents that currently are walking, they can enter in to Presidential Avenue.
That'll be a safe condition for we won't have any pedestrian safety issues with that proposed configuration.
Well, I mean, there's with regards to safety, there's always a hazard anywhere you go. I can't guarantee you that nothing is ever going to happen. What we have done is we provided safety in the way of a ramp to be able to provide accessibility for ADA compliance. We've also provided a walk from Presidential Avenue so people can actually walk onto it and into the site, you know, through a series of steps. So we have a series of steps, a walk, and some ramps that we can have access to the facility. So we have provided points of actual ingress and egress, for not only for vehicles, but also for the residents.
And the testimony of the applicant was that he's observed tenants walking down Presidential Avenue with their baskets of laundry with no problems at this point in time. In fact, they had to cross the street, and now we're going to eliminate that need to cross Ginsborough Avenue, so that's a benefit.
Okay. I'm satisfied.
Okay. Thank you.
Unless somebody on the board thinks we really need it.
Okay.
I kind of think... I've got the matter with my doctor, so I know this building, this parking lot, very well. It's a pain in the butt to get in and out of that parking lot, and I'm trying to visualize where the sign's going to be because of how far it's going to be up front in his yard, because this is only a picture when it's across the street.
Yeah, it's going to be the same distance. It's going to be symmetrical with the sign across the residential.
Yeah, and then as far as...
Does the existing sign pose a problem with getting out?
Does the existing sign?
The existing.
Not really. It's more than the chain link fence from the house next door.
Gotcha.
Once that thing gets pulled, you know, weeds and stuff like that.
Are you talking about pulling out of the existing driveway? Well, that's actually going to be eliminated, and the new entrance is going to come on the Presidential.
I thought it saw the pictures here that were still there.
No, that driveway is going to be eliminated all the way to the...
Okay. Yep. I have here, but I didn't...
Which is a much better design than you don't have people trying to pull it out of that.
Okay, so you're going to close off the front office, and you don't have... And you don't have to fight that tree?
No, the tree, you don't have to fire that or walk with it.
Okay.
For the board's benefit, basically, I was just showing to the board member, page 3 of 3, where it shows a new 25-foot, I think, or 24-foot wide driveway entrance, which is a lot better condition than what's there now, where you come off Kidgewell Road and you have to navigate along the right side of the building on a narrow path. And if you have two-way traffic, that could be a hazard. This plan eliminates that hazard. So not only has this plan improved some of the safety conditions for both pedestrians, but also for motor vehicle movement. We widened it so we made it very easy for people to come in and out without having to navigate around a tree or through a narrow driveway.
You're also going to be reducing impervious coverage for this, which is another benefit.
Do you have a larger drawing of that? Do you have a larger drawing so you can all see?
It's kind of small.
This is the scale. I know, I got that. But it's kind of small scale.
Hey, right there.
I didn't hear the question. I'm sorry.
Page 3 of 3, Jeff.
This is 3, okay.
That's the gap right there, right?
You want to see how that thing eliminates?
Is there a sidewalk on the building side or no?
No, there's not.
No. There's sidewalk between the lot and the building. Correct?
Yeah, there's a sidewalk that's being proposed between Presidential Avenue that leads directly to the leasing office.
The sidewalk is on Presidential?
From Presidential, there's actually, we created a curb cut to allow pedestrian traffic flow. As they cross Presidential, they can actually go right into the leasing office.
Right here.
So the walking down the building, you're walking down Presidential Avenue? I'm President to get to this?
Presidential
There's sidewalk along Gettysburg.
Yeah, sidewalk along Gettysburg, yeah.
Presidential has it, I don't see it.
Presidential does not
have it. On either side of Presidential Avenue, there's not.
One of our comments is about adding sidewalks.
Well, my question is, what happens if someone goes from doing their laundry, walks a truck across the street, they're grabbing drinks from the other stores, and then he's walking back, he's walking down the street?
Which street?
Presidential.
That was one of the comments we had, was extending the sidewalk.
What are we doing? I don't see anything on the drawing saying that we're doing it.
Well, that was one of our comments, was to include it. They're asking for a waiver. We're recommending the sidewalk be extended.
I'm sorry. Jeff, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Now, since that is not a public street,
does that still need a waiver for the sidewalk? That's their property. They're just buying another piece.
Are you sure it's not a public street?
Positive. It's their property.
But presidential?
I don't think it's specifically required by code, but it, you know, we're seeking variance relief. So, I mean, things like safety are germane to the application. You could ask that that be installed.
But would it actually need a waiver?
I would say no.
Because it's their property. They're just buying another property.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. I would say there's no specific requirement in the code that I'm aware of. But it is a road. Are you sure it's not governed by Title 39, Craig? That is Presidential Avenue governed by Title 39 in your ordinance? Then it's a public road.
Then it's still a public road.
Alright. It's just, I just know it's not one of my roads, that's why.
So anyway, so that was one of the engineer's comments, and at this point, you would decline, you put forth an argument that you really don't think it's necessary.
I have a hard time hearing you, I'm sorry.
I said, with respect to that item, okay, that was a comment by the board, a recommendation.
Yep.
And you put forth an argument why you really feel that it's not necessary?
Correct.
That's going to be a determination the board's going to have to make.
I think that's going to be a big factor. And, I mean, there are a lot of people who work on presidential, and I know that nobody, not that I know, I can't say for sure. I'd have to look at police records to see, but the sidewalk is probably one of the biggest things that you're going to hinder this.
Now, do we want that extended all the way to that sidewalk on Woodsboro, or? The proposed sidewalk on that side, I don't know if that's...
Well, if it's their property, I mean, we can't ask them, we really shouldn't ask them to do it on their property, that's something that's...
I think we're more talking about some sidewalk to connect the apartments to the, you know, to drive them to that curb right there.
So the applicant's willing to put in the sidewalk, it's all sidewalk along Presidential Ave.
Okay.
It was on the side of the property.
So terminate at the end of the property, 7.05.
Okay, so that would be a sidewalk on Presidential ending at their property line.
Ending at the end of lot 7.07.
Woodsboro Road to the end of the property.
7.07. I just want to make that clear because their property is pretty extensive.
Which, where are we talking about putting this down?
Along Presidential Avenue.
Up to the edge. Several, all the way up to the edge.
I believe so, yeah.
To lot 7, to the end of 7.07.
Like the way this one goes?
No, on the other side though. Yeah, it would run from Woodsboro to the back of the property.
On the far end of the property.
Yeah, Presidential Avenue side along the entire presidential frontage. Does that satisfy what everybody's looking for?
Yeah, sure. I'm good.
I know you're putting in a lot of washing machines. Has anybody done research on the sewer system if it's going to handle it? Where's it going out to? Is it being increased the size? Because that's basically a residential home here.
We asked for for them to put the sizes of proposed utility connections in on the plans and verify that they're adequate to serve a laundromat.
So I just want to make sure that these lines are going to be able to handle it, that it's not going to be backing up.
You guys agree to that condition, Mike?
Yes.
Okay.
Excuse me, I have a question since it's hard to see. Which lot is 705 and which lot is 707?
So the building, is 705.
Yes.
And then the parking lot is 707.
The front lot, the lot closer to Gibbsboro is 705. And then right at the back of where the proposed driveway goes in, to the rear there is 707.
Okay, I missed what you were just saying about a utility plant. Could we go over that again?
Well, it's part of...
We asked for them to add the sizes of the utility connections and verify that they're adequate. And Mike's agreed to that, the applicant's agreed to that, and we'll handle that during components. Mm-hmm. But you're going to be... Basically, you have existing laundromat that's going to be abandoned so people can use this, so... I mean, the flow shouldn't increase. We have the same amount of people doing laundry, right?
Right.
But I'm talking about from the top.
Yeah, well, that's...
No, we're going to make sure that...
He's going to do a flow calculation to make sure that...
That's what... Well, I just want to make sure you guys are safe, because I don't want to...
And that will be...
That was one of our... That was comment number 12 here.
And those calculations will be given to the sewer department for review?
I can look at them with Tony.
You'll look over... Okay.
Yeah, I'll review with Tony. I'll make sure he blesses it at the very least. As much as Tony can bless it.
That's true.
Okay, should we go? Number 5, it appears that a wall will be required in the intersection of the steps and the sidewalk.
We'll adjust the grading. Basically, it's just steps in front of it. Unless we need a wall, but...
Okay. You're going to show the what kind of delivery vehicles will be coming in and out of there? Just
none, really.
None, because you're not selling anything.
Right. Not selling anything.
Anything going to the leasing office? So nothing more than a mail truck or a FedEx truck?
FedEx truck.
I don't think we need to put Johnny Templeton in the FedEx truck.
No, because we've indicated that the trash is being located and placed in one of the existing bins.
I was more worried about bigger trucks than that. Okay. Okay, are you going to restore the sidewalk and the grass strip down in the old driveway apron?
We made an application in the front,
solid curb and the grass strip and sidewalk instead of a slope and driveway apron. That'll just wait whatever is we're trying to get in there still.
We made an application to the county hill, the county planning board.
That's probably required anyway, I'm sure, I would imagine.
We'll pass along the comments to you.
Do you have any problem with consolidating the lots?
No problem.
Okay. I think we just covered the fact that it's reducing impervious, and therefore it's not a major development for DEP, obviously. Any issue with... you're going to adjust the sidewalk to get around the tree roots?
Yep, not a problem.
And then any issue with putting in the 2 street trees on?
No problem.
There?
We'll do
as
it.
Long as the county's okay with it, obviously.
Yes, correct.
Okay. I think that covers everything in my letter, unless you have to get a CO, obviously.
Of course.
Unless there's anything else you want to go through, or...
No, I think we covered everything. I think that's our presentation.
Thank you.
I have a question regarding the laundry rooms that you have now. Are you going to be completely dismantling them, taking them apart? Okay. I'm guessing you're still keeping the structure to get in and out of the building. Will they be keyed alike?
Yes.
And will emergency services have keys to that?
We could if they need it. We have on-call maintenance. That's always available.
On-call or on-location?
On-call, on-location.
On-call, on-location.
Okay. On-location?
Yes.
Yeah, we have an on-call. We have on-call maintenance guys that are available for emergencies.
Okay.
And if the township wants a key to the basement, something we can consider.
Well, I'm sure the fire marshal will go over this, but the building will have to have a Knox box. And I was wondering if the other laundry, the old closed laundry rooms would have...
Yeah, we could put a knock on it.
Put a key for those.
Yeah, actually, we're in the middle of mastering all the basements to be key to life. So it's a work in progress.
Thank you.
In regards to the laundromat, with the laundromat, you said it's going to be all automatic. What are your plans with maintaining it, like making sure it's clean? Are you have a company that's going to come in, or are you going to have an employee?
Probably a company that will be cleaning it to make sure it's well cleaned and well kept.
About once a week, twice a week, once a month?
As needed, but probably several times a week, if not every day.
Thanks.
Okay, this is for my own purposes. Because I have a fan blowing in the back, we have to ask, and I've missed a couple of things. So in regard to the general design comments, are there the ones that the applicant does not want to do, or could you point them out to me?
I don't think there were any at this point.
There's none, okay.
No.
I thought that was...
I think there were some comments that Mr. Hansen said were no longer applicable, such as the wall, but...
One sidewalk comment. The outside walk on the one spot that we wanted adjacent to 7.05 and 7.07.
The turning templates, he no longer requires, but anything that he requested, I think we're complying.
Okay.
And there's, just for clarification, there's some things that we're going to work out.
Work out.
We're not saying we're not going to do it, we're not saying we don't need it, we're just going to work them out.
Like the utility connections, we'll work with Mike to make sure that that's good with everything.
Any other questions from the board? Open to the public? Seeing none? Can you please review?
Okay, very good. Okay, we have an application here for minor site plan approval, along with a variance, a sign variance. The sign variances are for area, for the number, and for the setback, and those are the variances. This is a change of use, and we have, in terms of conditions, one of the things that I did speak with Mr. Thatcher before we started the hearing this evening, there is a small balance that's outstanding on the CCMUA. It's small. And so, to the extent it's not paid, we'll make that a condition of approval. Okay, it's about $180.
No problem.
If the municipal charges are paid, it's just the CCMUA. Okay?
No problem.
Okay, and then... Okay, and the applicant has agreed in the context of the discussion tonight about the sidewalk along Presidential Avenue, which was recommended. There are other recommendations that the applicant's professionals will work out with the board engineer, one of which was the utility plan for the sewer hookup. The applicant has agreed to consolidate the lots and provide a consolidation deed. Obviously, you cannot occupy till you have a CO, and then also, I believe that you're going to have to make some applications to the Camden County Planning Board. And to the extent you have a surveillance system there, I know that you have one, you're adding to it, I believe. We should have that submitted to the Lindenwall Police Department for their review and their comments, and to basically comply with their review letter.
Not a problem.
Okay. And I think that's the only conditions that I picked up, yes.
I just have one clarification. There are two pre-existing conditions from a variance standpoint that require approval as well.
Okay.
That's outlined in Jeff's report as well. It's a front yard setback. There's only 14.80 feet on Presidential and 61.2 feet on Gibbsboro. Well, that conforms, actually.
That conforms, that one.
So just the Presidential Avenue set, front yard setback, and
the
then
side
the
yard.
Side yard
yes,
setback.
Okay, yes, and also there will be
a
approval for the variance that are required by the the pre-existing non-conforming conditions.
Oh, I'm sorry, how would you like to proceed?
Make a motion?
To approve?
Correct.
Okay.
Second.
Howard Dawson.
Can you spell that?
Mayor Roach?
Yes.
Mr. Wells?
Yes.
Mr. Vandergriff?
Yes.
Ms. Jackson?
Yes.
Mr. Dawson?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Both the pleasure. Now, by the blue building next door, there's a big strip center there. Where do you want us to live? By the blue building next door.
Thank you.
We'll call that the food.
One day.
Sorry, I got a burn on my phone.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, application JLUB-21-5, James Mayfield, 769 Two's Landing Road, block 238, lot 1.03, use variance for pole barn, and a variance for size.
Okay, Mr. Mayfield, I just want to tell you, you're applying for a use variance, okay? And a use variance does require 5 affirmative votes of the board. The mayor will have to recuse himself from this application. So we really just have five members this evening. Do you wish to proceed?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
All right. Can you please explain what you're planning to build?
Yes. It's a 40 by 60 pole barn for personal use only. I have over 3 acres. It's, you know, I have all the offsets. We were here before. Got approved. I just didn't realize it only lasted for a year. Any questions for me?
So this is an additional. This is, you're coming back again for the same plan.
Same exact plan. I never built.
Not changing anything at all.
Not changing anything at all.
Okay, it's identical application.
Yeah.
Okay. And you also will agree to the following terms, that there will be no commercial use made of the pole barn.
Yes, ma'am.
There will be no storage of business or commercial equipment in the pole barn.
No, ma'am.
The pole barn shall be used solely for storage of your personal and recreational items. That's what you said last time.
Yep.
And there will be no visible storage of any kind on your property.
Yes. The stuff on my property now is 90% my neighbor is trying to clean up his yard, and he's just storing it there until he cleans up whatever he's doing over there.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. We always put a time framework on use variance. We don't leave them open-ended because we could change the zoning ordinance.
We have to give it to you.
We want you to act in a relatively reasonable time to do that.
I got busy with work. It slipped away. It feels like it was yesterday, but I think it was like 2 years now.
And that would, again, be another condition that you would have to start the development of the
I talked to Derek. He liked the plans. As long as whatever you guys come up with, I can start right away. Depending how long it takes to get here, because everything's on wood is a high commodity right now.
It's more expensive.
It's up like $5,000. It's like $20,000, and it's like $24,000 and some change now. But what am I going to do? I have the time now.
What was this?
How much do you do now?
No.
Do you have anything new or?
Okay. Open to the public. Seeing none.
Please read it.
Okay. So this is.
Sorry.
Okay, so this is an application for use variance and for some bulk variance to construct the pole barn at the site. The bulk variance are because the it is larger and higher than is required.
Yeah,
okay,
sorry.
That is permitted in the zone. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so other than the only conditions would be that what we had indicated earlier, that you will only use it as you have indicated tonight, simply for storage of personal items.
Yep.
Right? And that would be the only And again, also that the use variance are subject to the provisions of the Borough Code, which says that development has to start within 1 year of your approval.
Okay. Yes, no problem.
Can I have a motion?
Motion to approve. Howard Dawson.
Mr. Wells?
Yes.
Mr. Vandergrift?
Yes.
Ms. Jackson?
Yes.
Mr. Dawson?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Congratulations again.
See you later.
Yes.
I'm gonna order it tomorrow.
Okay, at this time, I'd like to open to the public. Seeing none, motion to adjourn.
Hey, guys, have a good rest of your day.
Thank you.
Motion to adjourn.
Pretty much.
You know what's weird, like, in the office, I feel like I'm in my office, if I go walk around, I feel...